Good morning, folks. Good to see you. Isn't this a beautiful day? We are blessed to have such a lovely day to be out here. So, I know, you'd rather talk to each other, but... No? Well, so we're going to start off with a song. David and Joy are leading us with music, and you should have gotten song sheets and an order, and if we get more people, you might need to share a little bit, so please share.
We are better together, walking hand in hand, celebrating differences, proud to take a stand. We know God made every one of us according to His plan. We are better together, spreading love throughout the land. We are from First Baptist, and we want you all to know God delights in everyone. God makes our spirits glow. Whether you are young or old, black, white, or straight, or gay, you are God's beloved child, and that is why we say we are better together, walking hand in hand, celebrating differences, proud to take a stand. We know God made every one of us according to His plan. We are better together, spreading love throughout the land. God delights in colors, God makes the rainbow shine. God wants everybody to reflect the light divine. Mothers, fathers, sons, and daughters joining our parade. You are God's beloved children, that is why we say we are better together, walking hand in hand, celebrating differences, proud to take a stand. We know God made every one of us according to His plan. We are better together, spreading love throughout the land. God's not narrow-minded, God loves you as you are. Who are we to criticize or dim your shining star? Strengthened by the ties that bind us, love is on display. You are God's beloved child, and that is why we say we are better together, walking hand in hand, celebrating differences, proud to take a stand. We know God made every one of us according to His plan. We are better together, spreading love throughout the land. We are better together, spreading love throughout the land. We are better together, spreading love throughout the land.
So one of the things I like to do at these kind of worships is act out a Bible story. And when we were thinking about community, the one that popped to my mind is Mark 2, the story about the friends who brought their friend who couldn't walk to Jesus. So we need a few volunteers. We need one person who's not too big, who's willing to be carried, who's willing to be the friend who can't walk. Are you up for that, Jerusalem? Great. Then we need four friends who can walk and carry. We got Mark, Steve, Zach. We need one more. Steve, you're going to carry Jerusalem. Am I saying your name right? Jerusalem? So you're good, right? This is easy. All right. And then we need a Jesus He wants to be Jesus. What? Judy? Great. Judy's going to be Jesus. And then we need the old fuddy-duddies. We need a couple people to be the religious teachers. Shella, fuddy-duddy. There you go. And Tina. Okay. And the rest of us will just be the crowd. How's that? Okay? So give us just a minute to get organized here. The old fuddy-duddy teachers stay right over here. Yep. And Jesus, come stand right with me. All right. Are we ready? Well, you can hold on the lift. Yeah, it's going to work, right? Okay. All right, so I'm just going to kind of narrate, and then when I point to you, I'm going to tell you what to say, and you can kind of, you know, whatever. Okay, we're just going to make it happen. When Jesus was here on earth, he went around teaching and healing people everywhere he went. And the word spread more and more about who he was, and he got bigger and bigger crowds because people wanted to be, especially to be healed, right? And so Jesus is teaching and he's healing, right? One day, come over this way a little bit this time, he goes into a house in Capernaum, but thinking he was going to rest a little bit, but a huge crowd gathered. So let's just imagine, we're all of you, you're part of the huge crowd, huge crowd, huge crowd gathered. And so he's trying to teach them, and some of the religious leaders were there watching him thinking, what is this guy doing? And he's trying to teach, and of course people want to be healed, and so they're coming to him to be healed. But not too far away, there lived some friends who had a dear friend whose legs didn't work. We don't know what had happened to this friend, but this friend could not walk at all. When they heard Jesus was in Capernaum, they said, let's take our friend to Jesus. So they picked up their friend and they carried their friend a long way till they came to the house. Like, go over there that way a little bit by that table, Mark. But when they got there, there was this huge crowd. So they realized there was no way they could possibly get into where Jesus was. You all should, yeah, block a little. Okay, couldn't get into where Jesus was. But then they saw that there was a way to get on the roof. So they came around. Yeah, or this way, that's fine. Go that way. Whatever. They came around. They climbed up on the roof with their friend. Climbing up. They dug a hole in the roof. They did. Roofs back then were like thatch and, you know, not like our roofs. And then they lowered their friend down right in front of Jesus. And when Jesus saw this, Jesus said to the friend, the person who couldn't walk, child, your sins are forgiven. But the teacher said, who is this man Jesus who thinks he can forgive sins? Only God can do that. What is Jesus doing? Jesus could tell what they were thinking, so he looked at the religious teachers and said, why do you ask such a question? Is it easier to tell someone that God loves them, to let them know their sins are forgiven, or to tell someone who cannot walk to stand up and walk? But so you will know that I have the power to forgive sins, to share God's love, and to heal in God's name. Jesus looked at the person and said, stand up and walk. And they stood up and they could walk. And they picked up their blanket and went home with their friends, all of them rejoicing and happy. Except the religious leaders who were like, what do we do with this guy?
Where does this go again?
Right there's fine. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you especially to Jerusalem for being willing to get carried. I knew we weren't going to have lots of children today, so I was trying to make sure we had someone nice and manageable. Thank you.